and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our Bible study at present, we're taking a dispensational walk from the beginning to the beginning. And once again, let me remind you that the book of Genesis says, "In the beginning, God." And then we go to the book of Revelation, and we see a new beginning taking place there when God said, "I make all things new." Well, we go from the beginning to the beginning. We're studying dispensations. And right now, I'd like for us to look at dispensation number 3, human government. And let me remind you of this also, that God has always had a plan. Nothing has ever taken God by surprise. You say, "Well, how is that and why is that?" Well, He's God. God knows everything. He has created everything, and He is God. And we just need to look to Him to take care of us and watch over us. And that is especially those of us who have trusted Him as Lord and Savior. If you've never trusted Him, you need to do that. You need to ask Christ into your heart. Well, Dr. Lewis Sperry Chafer, founder of Dallas Theological Seminary, once said this: "It is probable that the recognition of the dispensations sheds more light on the whole message of the Bible than any other aspect of biblical study." Well, then I would ask this question: why is our present dispensational study entitled Human Government? Well, I know why it is. let me share that with you. The dispensation is called Human Government because for the first time in human history, man was given the right to govern other men. Man was given the right to govern man as a rule of life. Human government was given as a means of stimulating men to respond to God in faith and therefore live in right relation to Him. Well, we see that in studying the dispensations of innocence and conscience, we discovered the sad failure of those who lived in the days before the great flood. When this study of the dispensation of human government, we want to continue looking briefly at what people did after the great flood. What new truths and what responsibilities did God give to these people? Did these people succeed in doing what God wanted them to do, or did they fail? Well, we're going to not cover every aspect of this dispensation, but I hope your spiritual appetite will be whetted enough so you will look further into the Word of God concerning this dispensation. Now, let me say that we need to not only concern ourselves with the study of dispensation, but we need to concern ourselves as saved people with the study of the Word of God as a whole. We need to look at the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God, and we need to hear the Word of God. One way we hear the Word of God is by going to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church. You may say, "Well, are there bad churches?" Well, there is. The proper term would be there are churches that do not teach and preach the Word of God. There are those who we would say that stray from what God has said in His Word. We need to stay with "Thus saith the Lord." So you need to get into a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church where the Word of God is preached, where people are invited to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and where Christians can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who is behind the or in the pulpit is preaching the Word of God, encouraging God's people, and sharing what God has given to him to give to the people who are there in God's house. David said in Psalm 122 and verse 1, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." And you need to be glad as a saved person that you're able to go into the house of God. That is the local church. There are so many people in this world right now, and sometimes we don't understand this in America because we have the freedom right now to worship God in spirit and in truth, not only in our homes, but we can do that in a place where God has called us out to go into a gathering that's called the local church, the church that God has provided for us that teaches and preaches the Word of God. We're given an admonition in Hebrews chapter 10 that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but we are to go and join ourselves with other believers in hearing the Word of God preached to men as they are, from the book, as it says, giving people the Word of God. Well, the dispensation of human government extended from the end of the Great Flood, and we looked at that, the Great Flood, Genesis chapters 8 and 9. The human government extends from that to the dispersion or scattering of people at the Tower of Babel, Genesis chapter 11. Well, in future dispensations, men continue to live under human government until the kingdom age, when men will live under God's direct and absolute rule. Now, as always, we need to go to the Bible and see what more we can learn about this very interesting period of human history. And it is human history that we're actually looking at as we look at this dispensation. Well, notice, if you would, first of all, man's stewardship in this dispensation. Man was commanded to be fruitful, multiply, and to fill the earth, according to Genesis chapter 9 and verse 1. It says, "And God blessed Noah and his sons." Remember, that's when the last dispensation ended, was the flood. And then when Noah came out of the ark, he was given a command to be fruitful, multiply, and to fill the earth. "And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." That means to fill up. He was now permitted to eat meat. That's man. Man was able now not only to have a salad for lunch and dinner and breakfast or whatever, but he was also allowed to have meat. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 3, it says, "Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things." Man not only could eat a salad now, he could have a steak. Well, in the beginning, man was not supposed to eat meat. As we've read and studied that, he was not supposed to eat meat, and that's flesh, according to Genesis 1:29. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." In other words, for food. Well, that last dispensation ended, and as the dispensation of human government started, God said, "Now you can have meat to eat," flesh, in other words. We also see that man was to obey God through submission to his fellow man. The New Testament speaks of this submission. Many times we get in our minds that the Old Testament is simply for Old Testament saints, but when we study this, we find that it's many of the things that's given in the Old Testament is carried over into the New Testament. The New Testament unfolds, and we see the things that God has said in the Old Testament coming to life in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, it says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man." Now, we're talking about human government here. "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." Well, we see that man was to be in submission to his fellow man. And as he did that, he was showing that he was in submission to God, because this is what God wants man to be. He wants man to be in submission. Well, man was not to dwell in one place, according to Genesis chapter 9 and verse 1, but he was to replenish the earth. That means to fill up. Now, man was to be in submission to the authority of human government. And we touched on that briefly just now as I went to the New Testament, but the Old Testament says in Genesis 9:6, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." Man today, there's people who are against capital punishment, and when they go against capital punishment, they're going against God's commands. God is still, he has not stopped capital punishment. Man has done that. We're to be in submission to God and listen to God's word. Romans chapter 13 and verses 1 through 6 carries on the idea of the Old Testament. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." Now, we're speaking of human government here as we're seeing it in the New Testament. Now, we're studying the dispensation of human government as we see it in the Old Testament. But we see it carried over here, that is, human government. And once again, when these folks, they stand against the things of God, they're doing wrong. When they're saying that it's wrong for a person to be put to death who has killed another person, and they've been found guilty of that, when someone says don't put them to death, although they've been found guilty, then they're going against what God has said. Now notice that sometimes we get a little afraid of the government. We get afraid of the rulers and those who are in authority. And sometimes that we are right in doing that, because sometimes people can be so sinful in higher places that they actually do wrong. Well, that's where government steps in again and corrects itself. Now, verse 3 of Romans 13 goes on to say, "For rulers are not a terror to good works." In other words, do good, and that's good. Rulers are not a terror to good works. They don't cause a problem there, cause you a problem. The rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. "Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power to do that which is good? And thou shalt have praise of the same, for he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing." Well, the Bible's teaching us there that those police officers, they're actually ministers of God. They're doing what God wants them to do. They're working for God, and they're doing their best to keep law and order, because human government was set up, and we've been studying that now, and human government under that dispensation. The men and women who are police officers are to be treated with respect. They are to be in the position of in our sight as those people who are representing God, because the Bible says in Romans 13 that they are actually ministers of the Lord. Now, when you do something wrong, then something happens. You get pulled over by a police officer. Don't get mad if you've done wrong. You need to just say, yes, I know I've done wrong, and I need to. You need to give me a ticket or whatever is going on. You don't have to be happy about it, but you need to let that minister of God do his job or her job. Now, Father, I thank you for this time we've had together. And I pray, Lord, that you would guide us and direct us. Help us, Lord, to serve you more each day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.